Okay, does it say what file number it is though? That I can't, I don't see where it says file number. But it has the wrong time. V07-11-000, so it's 000 would be the file. Okay. 1648. Okay, so we're in the new MP3 player. You don't make a Shechiyona to 3 weeks, but this doesn't belong to us. Simon Tzadik Dalet Hilchos Tfilos if Dalet HaYerachav Al HaChamor, or it could be driving a car. I'm not paskening that it's not an exact tushtel, the car to the Chamor, but it's the same idea. Even if you could pull off to the side and daven mincha, that's what it would be like saying. It's not such a good tushtel. Because, okay, well, let's say you're a passenger in the car, okay? Because the person driving certainly can't daven when he's driving, unlike a chamor, I guess, where somehow you could daven, even though, but you could stop the chamor. Well, we'll see. Hayirachav al chamor in tzarech leiru l'spalel, he doesn't have to ofilum yeshlo mishatofis chamoro, elo mispalel derech iluchol, the chamor is going, because the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, this is the way Rashi explains it in Gemara, he doesn't have full-fledged kavana. He's stopping. So you can make a tushel if you're a passenger in a car. Let's assume for a moment the person driving certainly can't daven, even though in the mechaber the person driving the chamor could daven, but it's a little more complicated to drive a car and more dangerous, so the person driving the car can't daven. But let's assume you're a passenger. Unless you have a taxi driver, even you want to pull off to the side and daven mincha, it's not so posh, it's problematic. Kosha olav ikuv haderech. We're going to see that you can't really objectively give very hard rules. You can learn the halachas and see the factors that the halacha takes into account, and then really make your own judgment in your own situation. If it's better to daven on the plane, if it's better to daven in the back by the bathrooms, if it's better to daven sitting down, if it's better to daven in the aisle, if it's better to daven before Nates, after Amud HaShachar, in your house, if it's better to, you know, all these things. So here, you're riding on a chamor, and we have a concept that he can't have proper kavana because kosha olav ikuv haderech. So even if he could stop and pull over, and someone else will watch the chamor for him, that's not the problem of the kavana. But v'chenem hoya b'sfina. Here's another case where there's no ikuv haderech, because the sfina's going. It ain't stopping just because he's davening Shmona Esrei. Or al gabe koron, or he's in a wagon, same thing. But here the problem is that you can't really have kavana when you stand up. It's like on a plane, you know, you hit an air pocket, you're in people's way, suddenly there's a sign, sit down and put on your seat belts. You know, so miyachalam at all, mate. So if you can, fine and vile, very nice. Piyam lav, but if you can't, yoshim b'makomo. So here there's no ikuv haderech again. Here the problem is to stand up, you're in a precarious position, maybe you're afraid you'll fall, maybe you're shaking, whatever. So you can daven sitting down. Yoshe b'makomo u'mispalo. So the first case was you were davening while the chamor was... I would say even the first case is chiddish, is that you shouldn't stop, even if you have someone to hold the chamor. That's because we pass on like Rabbi, that you have in mind the ikuv haderech is bothering you. But you have to realize we're telling the person's davening sitting down. It's also a chiddush. Davening sitting down is a tremendous, like it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, you can do it. The Gemara has it said, we'll see later, that maybe you have to daven over when you have a chance to daven standing up. Davening sitting down is like really not proper. But you can do it. And here you, so in the first case of the Mechabi, you're traveling while you're sitting and your mom is traveling, your mom is going. The second case, okay, he's not really going. The Sfina's going, the Koron's going. He's not driving it, but he's davening sitting down, because just the standing up is the problem. There's no ikuv haderech, but it's just hard to concentrate and focus and daven a proper Shmona Esrei when you're standing down. So you sit down. But you know, when you sit down, let's say you're on a plane and you apply this halacha and you decide you're going to daven sitting down. We're going to see a few qualifications. Maybe you should stand up for when you bow down the beginning and the end of the first bracha and the beginning of the end of modim, maybe you should stand up for those parts. But like a point of you davening sitting down, so you know you're still davening, you're still omed lefnei hamelech, yoshev lefnei hamelech. You don't cross your feet, you don't look around. You know, you stay, your head bent over. You're still davening. You know, your head bent over. You don't look around, and you're davening with kavana. You're sitting down. That's all. So you have to remember that sitting down davening doesn't mean you cross your feet, and you know, and look all around what's happening. But third case scenario, which is not. It's basically the first case. It's maybe a different. It's more of a chiddush because here there's no chamor, there's no nothing. We're partially telling the person who's walking somewhere to a destination that he's also going to be troubled by ikuv haderech, and we can't just tell him to stop and daven mincha. The halacha takes that into account that you're not going to have proper kavana because you're delayed. So mispal derech hilucho. Avim main point of connected Yerushalayim. That's another chiddush. Right? You're walking in a direction. You're not facing Yerushalayim. And afilu shlobu mokum sakana. Why? Ki em yamad v'yuspal al yikshe be'en avichur darko. V'yitored libo v'lo yuchal achaveh. Now, the structure of the mechaber is a little funny. Obviously, this phrase that he's bothered by ichur darko goes on case number one and case number three. It obviously doesn't go on case number two, where the lack of kavana is because he's standing up on a shaky boat or on a shaky wagon. But the bottom line is, v'hakol l'fi haderech, l'fi hamokom, l'fi yiroso, how scared he is of people bothering him, how scared he's going to fall, how scared he... You just have to make a judgment call. The yishuv dato. You know, would you really be bothered by... I mean... The truth is, nowadays we're very frum, but we're not so frum. Nowadays, like everybody, of course, who's gonna, you know, you pull off to the side and you park your car, you're caught in a traffic jam, right? If you're in the right position, location, you even get a minion together, and you have a party, right? But the truth is, the reason many of these halachas sound strange to us, and the reason so many people don't want to daven sitting down on a plane, and everybody runs to the back, is because we don't have kavana. It's not a good siman. It's a sad commentary on the way we daven. So you know, kavana. You know, I'll have as much kavana as I had when I was standing Yom Kippur by Ne'ila. You know, what am I going to change the way I daven because I don't have kavana? We're not sensitive to how much kavana you have to have, and I'm the Tnei HaMelech, and we're not sensitive to it. Right, in the Gemara it goes much, much further. That's really the halacha recognizes that it's kamat negev is manazeh. Right, they used to come back from a trip, they wouldn't daven for 3 days. Like they're still holding by the trip. They're not holding by the melech. So, you know, we're puzzled by the. Sometimes you'll read in I hope you don't, but sometimes you'll see like the Chilonim or maybe very modern Orthodox Jews also will make fun of like the Issa Yichud, or they'll make fun of the Chiyuv to cover the hair, or they'll say like, you know, what kind of people are you? A woman's wearing her sleeves a few inches above the elbow. Like, so what are you going to do? Like, you know, you're going to go crazy about that? Like, yes, you're sick people. You're sick people. And the answer is, I mean, you're not going to answer them. You have to do their Ratzon Hashem. The answer is the same thing by Dominic. The answer is that the people who say that have lost all sensitivity to how immoral to how they're meshuka in these things, so they don't feel anything anymore because they just, it's like when you walk, right? So your skin gets hard, so then you don't feel the pebbles anymore because you're so used to walking on rocks, so your skin hardens and you don't feel anything. But it's a commentary on their low level It's a commentary on the low level of morality. It doesn't mean that bigot tzaddikim and the firma yidden are, you know. That's one way of looking at it. Another way, Pashut, like, I don't know why I got into this rant. Another way, Matt, not a very auspicious start. Is the battery dead or it's still on? Oh, so I don't like that. I'd like to be able to see that it's going. What? What can I press to see? It's like a screensaver? What is it? So I don't want to press the wrong button and turn it off. What? The middle part. Maybe that's pause. It's going backwards. 16, 15, 14, 13. It's going backwards. Matt, help me. It's going backwards. Okay. Anyway. I wasn't talking about that. No. I think one teretz is that it's a sign of their immorality. Another teretz, the way I understand it, is there's a very, very, really fundamental Rabbi Yeruchim by Eliezer and Avram, that Avram Avinu made him be nishba, you know, about Vatika Chisha with me, and had to be nishba, So Rabbi Yeruchim really, it's like we look at, if I say you, I want you to be nishba to me, so we look at it, I don't trust you. He says, the pshat is, he was so, that Adarabba, it's like nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah on the Dorim Dav Ches. You're so nervous to do what Avram Avinu wants. You're so nervous you're going to be moil in the shlichus. You're so nervous you're not going to fulfill the shlichus that you want to be nishba. You want to bind yourself as much as you possibly can. So it's Adarabba, rather than being a sign of mistrust and a sign of that you're not going to take the shlichus seriously, it's a sign, Adarabba. You take the shlichus so seriously that you're going to be nishba, and you're going to bind yourself, you're going to do every trick. So the same thing here, to us it's chamur, it's an Indian chamur. So we're going to say, yeah, even 2 inches above the elbow, even this, even that, because we want to be nizer from it. And there, so that's another approach. Kol ha'gadol machaver yitzur gadol meinu would be a third approach. Anyway, getting back to tefillah, the reason we look at these halachas as a little funny, and anybody would pull over to the side in a traffic jam and daven mincha. Maybe a traffic jam is not a good example. There's no ichur darko in a traffic jam. A traffic jam anyway. It's because we don't have such great kavana. Anyway, so we're not sensitive that, I can't really have kavana if in the back of my mind, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Let's say the guy's going to daven Shmoneh Esrei in 10 minutes even. It's already a long Shmoneh Esrei toss. So it'll be 10 minutes late. But it shares the kind of kavana they aspired to and the kind of kavana they had. So, yeah, it shared that kavana to us. We don't even know what it means. Okay, let's go back to it. So, when you want to know where to daven in a plane, I always vote for davening in your seat. Daven in your seat.
What?
A chiyuv, okay. If you're not the chiyuv, and it's a question of a person will feel bad, then you can do someone else a chesed. That's another factor to take into account. Should you be frum, and the other person's going to have chalisha sadas, he's saying kaddish to his father, and he's going to miss, and he never missed before, he's so careful not to miss. So there's other things to take into account. Okay, so, but the Mechaber says, really, it depends, that's all. Even if the halacha is that you should sit down, but for others, you can certainly have more kavana standing more than sitting and more than walking. And you're probably not going to be so bothered by Icher HaDerech if it's just for Birkas Avos, And you're probably not going to be that scared to stand up in a wagon or on a ship if it's just for chasavos. That's the pshat in this v'yesh machmirim. So you know, so that's what he says. For Birchas Avos, you could make everybody happy. And we're going to see later that really there's a tzad you should stand up in order to, we're going to see in a moment, that you should stand up in order to bow down. You should stand up to walk three steps back and three steps forward, and then to bow down, you should stand up. Let's go back, it's all the same halacha. So you're doing what it says on Siv Dalet and you're sitting. That's the second case, the second scenario on Siv Dalet. Because, you know, you're going to be nervous standing up. If you can do that, it's fine. We're talking about a guy that's sitting down the whole davening. So maybe he shouldn't, you know, pop up, pop down, as the Mishnah Berurah says. If he's sitting already for Shmona Esrei, so he maintain the consistency of sitting. Don't pop up and down like a jack in the box. So no, we say no. Avad the mikomu gomu mefshel olamot yamot, de lekayim hakriyos vapsiyos kadarka. Even if you're sitting, just like in a plane, saying, you've chosen to sit. Congratulations. You should stand in order to move the three steps forward, and for Birchas Avos, fulfill the Machaber's Chumra in the previous Sith, and, well, once Birchas Avos, that's ready, the bowing down of Birchas Avos, and the beginning and end of the Bracha of Modim. That's the bottom line, if you so choose. And then you can sit down, that's all. Okay, V'yemiyev Shalom, here's an interesting halacha. Let's say it's not scenario two, but it's scenario one, where we say you're on the chamor and you don't have to stop. Ikav aderech, you're going to be bothered by. So we don't tell them to stop for the psios. Okay, the mechaber said yesh machmirim ba'avos, that went on the first case too, to stop the chamor for avos. But here he's saying v'miyev shalok and shuruch al ba'im when you can't get down. So yachzor, if that's the case, so yachzor ba'im shalosh psios lacharel. It's not a joke. So you're still, again, the point of the three psios is to introduce, to make you more in the mood that you're coming with Neha Melech, you're walking in, you're petitioning the Melech. So you do that even on. Okay. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Im yachol amud yudalit. Rasanalom hashen yoyshev alayim al raglav. He's standing up. Avam mikomukom mahalach. He's anyway moving because the sfina's moving and the karon's moving. So if he could, but standing up is better than sitting down. Yimlav yoyshev b'chol zos yachse ponav leitzolam efshalo. Don't forget, you're in the wagon. On the chamor, you don't have much of a choice. You're driving. You gotta look straight ahead when you're driving. But on a karon or a sfina, don't forget, the Mishnah Berurah is just reminding you. You have the option, you're sitting down for Shmoneh Esrei, but you can turn and face Eretz Yisrael. Don't forget. Don't forget that part. The Yishuv Daito Yisuv Katan Taz Zayin. It depends. In Kodamullah Ashayora, let's say you're ahead of the Shayora and you're waiting for them, you're waiting for the train to pull into the station. So then you can daven if there's a schedule it's talking about. Not if you're afraid the train's going to come any minute, but if there's a schedule, so then you can daven. Koshkin Malach Paraglov, you can stop walking, you won't lose that much time. It's about me to Zula Yitzhulim, but keep the Blavach to Chulhantan on a Shayora. Lambed ba'avol, Birkas Avos, the Kavona le'ikuva. So you have to be a bit more careful about Kavona. The Kavona by Birkas Avos is le'ikuva. Could we come on some Kavala? But Mahalach and Yochel Achanin Kol Kach. I don't know why. Because you're distracted by things. Truth is that you certainly think better when you're walking. When you're walking, you think better than when you're standing still. Make the behemoth stop. So you put the behemoth in park. The birkas avos.
This vish machmir doesn't go on someone on a
svila
on a plane. It's another.
Maybe yeah. You know, if you feel that the shadow that short amount of time, for that short amount of time, you could have kavana. You won't be the bia susa.
The whole point in the amid is not.
You certainly have more kavana standing up than sitting down. But if you're in a sfina and a karon, so this biasusa, it's shaking this, so you're not going to have so much kavana. So it's entirely possible that's a birkas avos. You know, you can handle it. And therefore, you can go on birkas avos too.
Why is it so much that the stand up bring kavana? Isn't it by kashos, umay, rafos, yusha?
But that's, it depends what your alternative is. If the alternative is to get down from the chamor, and then you'll be gishtered because of ikuv haderech,
you won't have more kavanah.
Right, so
you shouldn't.
Chazal are telling you all the different factors. You have to judge for yourself. These are not objective halachas. It says so explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. Hakol fi haderech, hakol fi hamokom, hakol fi yirosu v'yishuv daitai. You have to see. If you ask people on a plane, they'll say that they can't have any kavanah if they sit in their seat. The guy next to them is watching a movie, the stewardess is walking by, he'd rather go to the back, and daven quickly before the seatbelt sign comes on. Okay, whatever. It's hard to make rules. You try to do your best. What we have to make sure we don't do is, out of force of habit, just assume it's better to daven standing up. That's not the case. That we should walk away from this simon that davening sitting down is a very real option, even though it's undesirable, but it's a real option when it's a question of having kavana. It's an option.
Maybe it's better just to miss.
So that, nowadays, we usually apply a full... In the Gemara, they did miss. I'm not negating what you're saying. The Gemara, a guy came back from a trip. He missed 3 days of davening. Couldn't come to himself for 3 days. We usually apply what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say soon, that we don't have all that much kavana anyway, so we're not going to be mevatel tefillah because of it. Right? You're not going to skip a tefillah because of it.
Even doubling up later...
That's when we apply what the Machaber says, you know, we don't have all that much kavanah in the first place.
You've got the davening for others, the same others in your seat. It's much easier to have kavanah if you're sitting down than standing up.
If that's the case, in a chanami, the whole tzad was to have more kavanah. That's what he says.
It only have more kavanah, it's also in the bowing down.
And a chanami. Again, there were two different sifin. In Sif Dalet, it talked about Yesh Machmir Lamed Ba'avos because of the kavono angle, and I'm adding. The pshat is that there's some presumption that when it's short enough, you'll be able to have kavono. And then Sif Hei talked about Mokom HaKrios. So the bottom line is that you try to stand, you have a lot going for you to try to stand in Avos. You have the psios, you have the psios, you have the krios, and you have the yesh machmir to stand up in others. B'chol atfila, maybe also. So he's sitting down. That's the case of sifay. I guess just to be consistent, When he's walking, he should stop. Funny as it sounds. Yachzer al-Behema, three psios. Or Yachzer atzvul achor v'al-gabi behemto. You should like move three shakes back. I've seen people do this on the plane. For some reason, they didn't stand up. They felt it's too hard to stand up. So they would shift in their seat back and forth three times. I've seen cholim do that when they daven laying down. They like try to shift around somehow three times. I don't know about that, but okay, we'll stop here. So Matt, what, the red button. So did you buy one? What?
Really, I just wanted to check again.
No, it's not there.